How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, Michael's getting married today.
I am indeed.
In less than 2 hours.
Yes.
1 hour and 10 or 11 minutes we have.
We're cutting it close.
We're cutting it very close. So today is going to be a shotgun podcast right before the shotgun wedding.
Yes.
My friends, you are very, very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. As you know, it is our favourite time of the week. I hope you are well wherever you are. And I hope if life has got you by the balls, there might be a momentary lapse in the ball grabbing from life and you have a second to enjoy yourself and ultimately click follow and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and or share this episode with one of your friends, because that is the greatest and only way for the podcast to grow and the takeover to continue. Nevertheless, thank you all so much for the support. Tickets to Cork is sold out, Limerick sold out, Galway and Dublin are in the bio. I'm in Limerick on Thursday. Sorry, so that's gone as well. Dublin is the 1st of May. Galway is the 30th of April. Mm-hmm. And then Kerry is next Thursday, the 16th of April. Tickets are below this episode. If you want to go, get them now. And beyond that, we are going to have to record this podcast at lightning speed, okay? There's no time for retakes. There's no time for edits. Today, it's just straight from the horse's mouth. So without any further ado, I bring to you the roast of wedding guests. Okay, Michael, but before we continue with the podcast, mm-hmm. I do have to read some out to you, right?
Okay.
Because these are so insane that I feel like even though they existed on my Instagram, we need to discuss them because I just don't believe how this could be true, right?
Okay.
And I swear on my life, everybody that asks me this, they always go, these people cannot exist, Mark. These people cannot be real individuals. That was like my audition for that show on Netflix that I didn't get. Genuinely. That's the sort of tone I went for with it.
What would it take for us to see?
Never. I can never release that footage.
Really?
It exists on my phone and I actually tried to go back. So just for the context, I got asked to audition for basically one of the big, if not the biggest show on Netflix in the world, okay? Don't ask me why, but I got asked to audition for a very, 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 very minor role in it. And I spent like 6 hours with Darren doing the audition in my kitchen. This was last February. I never heard back from them. So I didn't get it. Basically, that's the end of it. I didn't get it. But I just can't act, okay? I can't act.
That's all right.
It's always been the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really thought, I was like, okay, I know I haven't gotten any other auditions, but I'm going to lean into this one. Mm. And then the voice that I went for was something like this. But what I'm trying to say is, do you ever have something so embarrassing about yourself that like even thinking about it, you can feel your cheeks go hot?
Yes, yes, yes.
So like, I went to look at the video of that audition last week and even just scrolling back and I could see all the thumbnails and I was just like, you fat cringy bastard. I actually wanted to bully myself. I wanted to embody the body of a bully from my school and be like, you are a loser, bro. Get back in your box. You're never making it in Hollywood. Oh, God. Did you ever see a picture of yourself and you're like, do you know what the worst thing is?
What?
I thought I looked good then.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
And you're like, how is that a thing?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
To answer the questions, these, I swear, are from real individuals.
Mm-hmm.
This one came in from somebody called, I can't reveal it, but let's just say it rhymes with Schmarl. At my cousin's wedding, one of her friends was locked and stood flicking the bean at the band.
No.
You just... No. There's no horniness in the horny scale that reaches those heights.
Big fan of Journey.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
How would that even work? Okay, ladies and gentlemen. It's sort of like, you know, the hotel band on holidays. What is it with hotel bands on holidays? Having just like a massive respect for the song Eye of the Tiger. It doesn't exist anywhere outside all-inclusive resorts. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you're having a muy buenos night. And this is our last song of the evening. Oh, so we want everybody up to dance for this one. Rise it up, back on the sleet. Took my dog in a pantser. Easy, falling east this. Now I'm back on my cheese to the skip of the easy side. Easy, higher. And there's this English couple from like, you know, Bruckle Fistly there. Sunburn, a literal walking death case of sunburn. And he's breathing his cider breath in. She's like just swaying his arms. And he's like, come on, love. We'll find a couple who's up for it. Looking for a threesome. Anyway, where was I? There is no horniness that could reach the scale of horniness where a girl is doing that in front of a band.
That's outrageous.
What?
In the middle of the dance floor.
Like, is she going underdress or is she just going overdress?
You'd hope it's overdress.
And is she just sort of like going in circular motions like she's doing some clay or like, do you know what I mean?
Is she going at it to like, fruition?
No. Scratch and sniff. No.
Oh, stop.
Just completely, absolutely outrageous.
Jesus Christ.
Using little finger bowl table from the wangs every few minutes. No, it's too early for this.
Yeah.
It's genuinely too early for this. Outrageous. My cousin recorded our speeches.
Uh-huh.
I just giddy, so I said speeches.
Love it.
Thinking it would be funny.
Yeah.
And ceremony and posted to her socials that day.
Oh,
that's
no,
a huge
no,
no.
Red card straight away.
What's your rule going to be on phones?
No, none whatsoever.
No phones.
Like, obviously.
Do you know what I was thinking?
Go on.
Would I get the Ray-Ban Meta glasses?
We need content.
By the way, those Ray-Ban Meta glasses are a nightmare.
Really?
This old fella came up to me outside Stephen's Green on the weekend with the Labrador and he was like, excuse me, would you help me across the road? And I was like, get the fuck out of my face. I know this is a prank, bitch. I thought he was wearing the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. He was just a blind guy. Hello? Would you mind? So I tripped him up with my Taekwondo. Never fallen for those Ray-Ban Meta pranks.
Gotcha.
Got you.
No, there will be no phones. My mother, who is the nicest woman in the world, has a terrible habit of getting the phone out.
Would you say she's the nicest woman in the world? Just because what you've told me.
Sure.
I'm joking.
I told you that in confidence.
From the screenshots you've shared. So no phones.
No phones. Like, I have no problem with...
We had no phones at our wedding.
Yeah, and it was lovely. Like, yeah. It's the way it should be. I have no problem with, like, you know, kind of landscapes or, you know, panorama, like, videos and stories
okay.
on the day. Kate will be the first to post anything of her.
Okay, Chris Martin from Coldplay there, giving you the gigs. Mate, it's a South Dublin wedding in Portugal, do you know what I mean? It's not Beyonce in the... Let's just... Jesus Christ. It's
There'll
not,
be an injunction.
Yeah, like, you're not Ryan Giggs.
Definitely not Ryan Giggs.
Screenshots.
Definitely not Ryan Giggs.
Nevertheless, I drank, and this one you need to see it to spell it, but okay. I drank some buka for the first time.
Oh.
Tried to lift the priest's robes because I thought it was a kilt.
Ah.
But she's spelt it buka.
Oh.
And some buka. So rather than sambuka, she thought it was the buka was the drink and she drank some of the buka. Did you have a lot of buka last night? No, I just did some buka.
A lot of buka.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot of buka, man. Would that be some bucky and there's an auto spell like buckfast?
No, it's
okay.
buka.
Okay,
so,
sorry. Just let it check.
Ooh, buckfast. Okay, this has to take... I mean, we've done Mothers-in-Law before, but I think we may have to do another episode of Mothers-in-Law.
Okay.
Because this is just so outrageous.
Let's go.
My mother-in-law invited her cousins to my wedding with her own set of invitations that she got made up.
No.
That's just end of the road stuff.
No.
That is just absolute, like, I have a formidable mother-in-law, right? Claire is an absolute legend. Mm-hmm. Me and her get on like a house on fire. She's like my second mother, genuinely. She's just been phenomenal to me over the years. But if she was to have done that, that wouldn't be one of the ones where you're like, Darren, would you have a word? That'd be me driving over.
Absolutely.
And going, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
You're not coming.
Put away the blow pens. Rogue choice, by the way. I almost back it. Blow pens just never lasted, didn't
it? That's a throwback.
Do you remember blow pens?
Unbelievable.
That was a huge thing for birthdays when I was a boy.
I feel like they're probably...
You didn't use pens, though.
No, I was only allowed pencils till 14. No,
I was doing willies.
Oh, sorry.
On the day of your wedding.
Oh, okay.
Nevertheless, yeah, that's it. No, that's unforgivable.
No, there's no...
But weddings, look, weddings bring out... And everybody will know this, whether you're married or not. Actually, I feel like you do need to get into the mix to experience it. Weddings bring out a true insanity in people. There are people that you didn't think that will be insane. They will become insane. Mm-hmm. There are people that you knew were insane, and they will unlock a new level of insanity with weddings.
Yes.
The word that I love the most when it comes to people's insanity around weddings is roll.
Oh, no.
This whole idea of, I need a roll. Sorry. You do realise that this isn't... You know, we're not casting clowns here. If we were, you'd be the first to call. Everybody needs a role. This isn't Mrs. Brown's Boys.
No.
One for everybody in the fucking family. Oh, we'll give the dog walker the lead. No. Oh, and now everyone has to have a role. Why? Why do they have to have a role in my wedding? If you don't have a role in my life, yeah, why do you expect a role on the night?
There you go.
So, mic drop. No, but you know what I mean? If you don't have a role, I have never... The people are just mental.
It's so self-indulgent, though, because it's never about including those people. It's about, like, the people who want to be the decision makers.
Now, guys, you know that your Nana Fiona has flown in from Boston?
Sorry, this is Nana Fiona, who's not my Nana, but is your Nana's sister, who we've only met twice, and she's 91, and that you've decided to fly her in back to Dublin for this wedding.
Yeah. Well, we think she should do a speech.
What? Sorry, she should do a speech? No, you're grand. I don't think...
Ah, now, come on. You know she'll look like a rock star in it.
She won't look like a rock... she might look like Axl Rose now, okay? She doesn't look like an actual rock star. Also, ask her how she voted in the last referendum. Then we'll see who's a rock star. Do you know what I mean?
Character.
It'd be great for her to say a few words. Why would us?
Yeah.
For who?
Oh,
the worst is, make sure now to mention Brendan in your speech. Oh. Sorry, make sure to mention Brendan, the guy who gave me Spanish grinds in fourth year.
Yeah.
He's not even going to be there ever since the court case.
I thought they were blow pens.
No, you didn't. Flesh coloured, what were you thinking, Breno? Nevertheless. Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff.
It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. This is incredible.
Right.
We're going to have to get to the voice note shortly, but this is incredible. 27-year-old male guest in the Defence Forces got into and then stuck in a baby's high chair in the hotel. Brilliant. Support our troops. Do you know what I mean? Always rely on the Irish Army. Oh, fuck, there's been an invasion. Where's Bazo? There he is in the high chair.
The high chair.
Going goo goo gaga. Completely. I mean, I am a fan of that. I am a fan of looking at something going, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I've set myself up for a joke. But I'm looking. I'm a fan of looking at something going, can I squeeze in there?
Yeah.
Would I fit in there? As was Brendan.
Ah, very good.
Incidentally. Cousin left a review slating our wedding, but her email showed up. Thanks again, Sheena.
Oh.
People are deranged. Just let people have their day. Do you know what I mean?
It's never a competition. It's not you, like, you don't need to meet other people's standards.
But it is, man. Some people. I'm 35, right?
Mm.
Like, I exist in a world where there are. I know I'll get a call from somebody who I haven't spoken to in about 4 years, and we'll have a great catch up, and he'll be like, "Oh, Jesus, did you hear Michael got a gaff out in Booterstown?" I'll go, "No, I didn't. Michael from Thing. Yeah, fair play. Yeah, but like, I mean, I don't know where he got the money for that. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Like, yeah, like the Hassan parents probably gave him a handout. I'm like." Well, come on, like, kids in glass houses. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And also, I don't care. Like, I do not care. There is a comp. Some people exist, and I'm sure listeners will know people like this.
Mm.
There are some people who exist exclusively and permanently in competition with everybody else around them.
That is very true.
And they will never be fucking happy.
Yeah.
Like, they will never be happy.
Yeah.
So, booters down. Okay, last but not least, and we're going in, right?
Right.
Two friends rode at the evening part of a wedding. She sat on him and his eyes rolled in his head. Okay, I think he's having a seizure, Liz. I would call an ambulance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm by no means, I am the furthest thing from a sex guru or some sort of, like, you know, but the eyes rolling back. I fainted enough times to know that that's not sex.
Put them in the recovery position.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's weird. Like, they had this, they did this weird sexual position where his eyes rolled in the back of his head and the whole left side of his body went numb.
He started to smell toast.
You know what I mean? And he couldn't remember his name. And he thought his jacket was a shoelace. Just...
Weddings, eh?
Whoa, bloody weddings. Nana's been in such a food coma. And she has been ever since the motorcycle accident on the way down.
Oh, my God.
That's not a food coma. It wasn't the risotto. Oh, bloody food coma. Oh, my cousin, he's always hearing voices. Sure, am I hearing fucking voices? The amount of you complaining. No, he's literally got schizophrenia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he needs help.
His care is here.
In one ear, out the other. So that's all your social media. Okay, let's just get on with the
show. Let's do it.
Hi, Mark and Mystery Make. Hope you're keeping well. Absolutely love the show and live for the Instagram stories every single week. So we were at our cousin's wedding a couple of years ago, and the mother of the groom was absolutely plastered by dinner. She ended up flashing her tits to her brother-in-law just before the dinner. And the worst part was everybody saw because we were all sitting waiting to be served. She also got up to make a speech and congratulated the couple on their engagement at their literal wedding. So that really set the tone for the day. A couple of hours later, a guest at the same wedding took a tumble out in the smoking area and broke a whole picnic bench, into smithereens. It was in bits. Absolute carnage.
I mean, I'd probably like to hear more about the mother's breasts.
Yes.
In terms of... What?
That was the most interesting bit.
Don't begin with the mother's boobs and then end up with a fictional picnic bench. Your mother-in-law thought it would be appropriate to take her breasts out.
And flash a family member.
And flash your... It's just complete... Don't worry about her slightly mispronouncing a word.
Yeah.
Oh, she got her R's wrong. Irrelevant, irrelevant. Do you know what I mean? Lead with the boobs.
How is she not being sent home after that?
Or just like sectioned. For me, it's less about her being removed from the wedding and more about her being like submitted, committed somewhere else. This is too insane to start with. Let's keep going.
Okay,
on, Eva.
Okay.
Okay, so my husband's good friend was getting married up the country in like a manor house with a humanist ceremony and reception on in this house, whatever. And so we were travelling up, it was about 3 hours away, and the groom's parents were going up, heading up as well, as with others. And but for the groom's parents to even go was a big deal because they were quite old and it was a long drive and
lazy.
Somebody was going to drive them up and drive them back the next day. They were quite set in their ways, very religious
racist
people, country people. So anyway, the wedding came, great, and they would have headed off to bed after the dinner, like probably about 10 o'clock or whatever. We weren't staying in the house. We were staying in like the local town in a B&B. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, I headed back to there with a few others in a taxi. And my husband and a few others decided that they were going to stay on and keep the party going until about 4 o'clock, when he decided that he'd had enough. So he was going to retire for the night. So he headed upstairs into one of the 3 or 4 bedrooms to get some kip and climbed in beside the groom's parents, this old couple in their 80s, and into the bedroom with him stripped off down to his boxers, and scooched them over and climbed in and slept for about 3 hours beside this elderly couple, who were both wide awake for the 3 hours, petrified, frozen with fear, like wouldn't have had a phone, I'd say, or anything, you know, to contact any of their family for help or anything. So they just lay there for about 3 hours awake while he was asleep. And then he woke up and got up and just got dressed and left and headed off back to the B&B. And it was just that evening at the day two that the other siblings, the kids of the elderly couple were telling us, laughing. But
completely absurd.
Ridiculous.
He just got up and left. What, didn't leave a note? Etna and, you know, Philip.
Meant nothing to you.
Good night. See you around. Completely insane. There's so much to get to here.
Yeah.
First things first, let's be honest. When somebody's called set in their ways, belligerent.
Yes.
Bastard. Xenophobic. Frick. That's the reality.
Yeah.
Of all the things I'd like to be known as and probably have been referred to, set in their ways is the worst.
Yeah.
How resistant to life are you? Oh, you know me, I'm just very set in my ways. You're appallingly closed-minded and you've admitted that and you're aware of your own narrow-mindedness but somehow unwilling to do anything to change it. It's over.
You just make it everyone else's problem.
Ah, you know me, I'm just very, very, I'm very stuck in my ways.
Because you're refusing to let a Filipino nurse help you. That's not being stuck in your ways. We should let you bleed out in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because we're in America now. We say things like sidewalk,
okay,
suit jacket.
Nice.
Fridge, freezer.
Oh.
Damn, refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
What else? Suit jacket.
Nice.
Steak dinner.
Steak dinner.
Sports car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soccer.
Nope.
Nope.
That's not one.
Oh.
So let's just get this right. Your husband goes to the party, gets up. Philip and Etna are in bed. Boring. You know, in bed early. Rigor mortis. Okay, scared stiff or just dead.
Okay.
They're alive. Okay.
No, they are.
They are alive. They're lying in bed.
Yeah.
Obviously incapable of producing human sound.
Of course.
As is customary with once you reach your 75 plus in Ireland. So your man gets into the room, doesn't turn the light on.
Mm.
Oh, no, just, yeah, feels his way around the room, blind man buff style. Do you know what I mean?
Two people.
Andre Botticelli looking for the iPhone charger in the dark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gets in, takes off his boxers, takes off his all of his clothes, probably does a little bit of a rowdy way because it's after a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 a.m. He's had a few jars of jam. Then he gets into the bed and the sort of decaying, frailed sacks of bones that are the body. No, you can't. But you know what I mean?
Too much.
But like, this, he gets into bed with the two pensioners.
Yeah.
And not one of them goes, ooh. Pensioners famously, by the way, grunt at everything.
Everything.
Like getting, tying the shoelace. Do you know what I mean?
The guttural bit at the end.
You're shaking all man's hand. He just goes, how are you? Oh. What? You know, they're constantly exhaling.
They're groaning.
And groaning and whatever. Like two ships. You know the way, like, if a ship is tied to a port and the ropes get tight when the wind comes in, you go... That's like an old person's dick.
Oh, my God.
So he gets into the scratcher.
Yeah.
In the middle of them, assumingly, sort of Little Red Riding Hood style.
Nice.
There's the R's again. gets into the bed, and neither of the pensioners say anything.
No.
No. Oh, we're too scared. Can't reach for the iPhone because they're bloody they're technophobes as well. Like these two Amish elderly, okay, who are lying in bed, and they don't go, Edna doesn't go, oh, Philip, what wonderful big hands you have. Do you know what I mean? Meanwhile, Philip's grabbing on to the husband going, oh, Edna, what lovely Sherbrooke breasts you have.
Ah.
So they have the full night. The guy sleeps for 3 hours, wakes up. I'm off.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Cheers. Where am I going? Because I've only had a 3 hour cape. Doesn't matter.
No.
No. So.
Back to the B&B.
Back to the B&B. See you guys later. End of story.
Ugh.
Next. It's insanity. Next.
Okay.
I'm not like, this isn't an ad for the menswear shop.
Hey, Mark. I'm laughing at myself sending this voice note. And I'm laughing at this story, thinking about it. But a few years ago, I was at a wedding and I was pregnant with my first child.
Let's go.
And my other friend I was with, she was pregnant too, so we just decided we were just going to sit out of the dance floor and people watched, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of the wedding guests, they decided that they were going to pretend to have a horse race across the dance floor on their chairs, as you do. And one of the women, she was riding horseback on the chair facing her. So her legs obviously were wide open. And she was coming hurtling across the dance floor on this chair towards me. And needless to say, I caught a complete eyeful.
Let's
her
go.
Knickers didn't.
That's.
She got a full view.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is. I mean. What are people like? Do you know what? Firstly,
okay,
if you've ever participated in a group dance, gone. They'd be the first to go.
That's the call.
When I'm given, when I implement martial law in this country, right? First people to fall. Oh, you've ever done a flash mob? Gone.
Gone.
You've done a group dance? Gone. You've participated in an internet dance trend? Gone.
Monarch nomination, I designate Georgia Salfa, Rosanna Davison, and Lucy Pinder. You've got 5 minutes, girls.
Good man, Eamon. Keep going with the old bludgeoning your... Anyway.
Yeah.
If you've participated in a group dance on a dance floor, it's over.
Okay.
Weddings are the worst for this sort of stuff.
I totally agree.
Any sort of group banter should be outlawed.
Yes.
You know, we need to take a North Korean approach to crack in this country.
Ah.
And for your one to be scooching yourself along with the minge out, it's just complete madness. With the minge out in the wind. Do you know what I mean?
If you're going to be horse riding.
The flowers from the bouquet getting caught in the hedge growth. Like, it's just complete. Geez. No, but it's just complete insanity.
It is.
I'm always amazed with the submissions to this show and to the people on Instagram. They tell us stuff about people who don't wear jocks or have dirty jocks. It's always the dirty jocks wearers that seem to be, like, doing cartwheels and participating in group dance activities. If you were the type of person who sort of is susceptible to experiencing frequent dirty jocks, I'd be keeping the dogs in the kennel. Like.
Stay in the corner.
Do you know what I mean?
Stay away.
Oh, my God.
It is very...
Have you ever experienced any accidental nudity?
No. I did. I was dancing at a wedding and I went to lift someone up and the back, like the gusset of my trousers went. It was horrible.
Wait there. You went to lift somebody up?
Yeah.
So you were sort of doing the, lads, who wants to get up my shoulders?
No.
Where's the bride? There's always that. You were that guy.
No.
The lifelong male... Everybody will back me up on this.
Yeah.
There is always a lifelong male friend of the bride who has secretly been in love with the bride for the last 20 years but will never have the bride. And then he uses the wedding night to carry the bride around on his shoulders as his, like the beware the dying swan, his last opportunity to fondle the body that's about to be taken away from him forevermore. So anyway, you're at this wedding. You decide to grab
there.
You decide to grab Fiona by the bollocks. Yes. Go on, what happens?
By the bollocks. We were like just messing, having a good time. Went to lift some. I actually think it was another lad. It was another lad. Went to lift someone up, and the gusset of my trousers from my tailbone to my
ripped.
Yeah, just a whole thing gone. Whole thing gone.
Were you wearing jocks?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Would have been funny if you weren't.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Was at a wedding years ago, and all the women had to get up on the dance floor, and the bride threw the bouquet, and it was going towards another girl. So I rugby tackled her across the dance floor.
Reasonable.
I got the bouquet, which was great. But then the next day, I was at home, and my heart felt like it was beating out of its chest. I thought I was having a heart attack. Ended up in South Dock, and it worked out that I pulled a muscle in my chest. Trying to explain then to the doctor what I was doing the day before, they were looking at me like, oh my God, so funny. But worth it.
Definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Rugby tackling civilians in an effort to prove that you're worthy of marriage.
Love me.
That should be, if you download Hinge, there should be like a spectrum of singleness. And it's like, on the entry level is like, do you just want to download this on a Sunday night because you're bored and you want to pretend to be more interested in travel, hiking and documentaries than you really are? That used to always drive me up the fucking wall.
What?
Personal interest. Travel, hiking, documentaries. No, it's not. We know you like to do recreational cocaine. Like, do you know what I mean? What is the
you've downloaded this when you're like dying.
A nation of hikers, apparently. It's absolute nonsense. Travel isn't a hobby.
No, it's...
Do you know what? Booking a Ryanair flight to Termalinas twice a year isn't like... You're not Ferdinand Magellan, as he famously said. They're his last words as he went down with the ship. Do you know? His famous last words were his own name. That's a real me way to go out. Mark. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite, and unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. Guys, I hope you're enjoying the weekly roast. It is a shotgun episode today, so forgive me if I'm a little bit fast and a bit too furious. That's me doing the Fast and Furious movie, obviously not Paul
Walker.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So, just to be clear.
Okay.
Context is everything.
Good SFX.
No.
What?
Don't be rude now.
I was complimenting you.
SFX.
Yeah.
Sweet fucking Xavier. That was his father's name.
You got me.
And it's that sort of distance which led him to get behind the wheel of the car that night. Oh, you dirty, God. Insensitive, grotesque freak. Nevertheless, welcome back to the Weekly Roast with the two little boys that you love the most. I've had too many coffees and I'm about to close my throat. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. So for this week's roast, it's a story about my cousin's wedding.
Yeah, thanks, Liz.
She got married in 2011 in the Kale Club.
Oh.
And she was the type of bride that minute by minute, she knew what was happening at her wedding. Everything was under her control.
Nightmare.
Their dad owned a bus company at the time. And her younger brother was 18. And he had asked one of the men working for their dad to organise a minibus and pick up his friends to bring over for the afters of the wedding.
Yeah.
So the poor bus driver presumed that this was organised with the family and never said anything. So he went off, picked up 25 18-year-olds from a spot in our where we're from, and Yeah, about 25, 18-year-old gate crashed this wedding after the meal. So the point that I think has scarred everybody's memory is it was traumatizing anyway that they came in, they were already drunk because they had been drinking on the way over. We live a good bit away from the K-Cup. But one of them had pushed my granny out, or like in her wheelchair.
Okay.
And just start grinding on her on the dance floor with everyone else. And the song Walk of Life by Dire Straits was what the band was playing. And it was just, it's something that every time the song comes on, if I hear it, it's the only thing I think of. But often my granny would actually bring this up because she was so traumatized by it. But yeah, it was more like a nightclub scene until people like staff from the K-Cup actually had to come and try and remove
legends.
These 18-year-old from the afters of the wedding. The bride was like a bridezilla at this point. She was absolutely fuming. The parents of the bride, which was obviously the parents of the young boy as well, it was chaos. But yeah, we all get a good laugh out of it now, but at the time it was just absolutely feral.
I mean, I'm not sure that I needed the 16 and a half minute history of Irish buses. The Motor Transport Authority of Ireland. In June 2004, there was the first double-decker bus. It drove through Thim down to Ness. Do you know what I mean? What a needless detail to pick apart.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
That's all right.
You can't be wheeling pensioners out on the dance floor.
Or grinding on them.
And that's the bottom line. I've always said that. I've always said, Rosie, if you are going to a wedding, enjoy yourself.
Yes.
You know, get out onto the dance floor. If you see a pensioner adjacent to the dance floor, just off the side, leave her there. Don't grab the two handles and wheel her in. And whatever you do, if you're going to wheel her in, if the music is so irresistibly danceable to, and thus you feel she really, really needs a go of this, and you bring her onto the dance floor, don't start grinding up against her.
I think that's a good rule of thumb.
What I think the real problem with this is if the younger brother had somehow surreptitiously arranged for the mates to arrive.
100%.
That's just so unforgivable.
Yeah.
And that for me would just be like, at the door, no, gone, good luck. Yeah. Sorry, no.
And the brother as well. Go
yeah, on. And also the guy, I mean, you feel sorry for the driver because assumingly the son would have put the lean on him and said, no, dad or mum has said this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's a really difficult position to put the guy in.
And the bus driver isn't going to go and double check that, you know, like on the day of the wedding.
Do you not think the bus drivers are careful enough about these things? I would have said they are. Like, why are you insinuating these
lazy... I'm
not
saying that they're slapdash around their job.
It sounds like you are. You're not saying that they're not clear with their work.
I'm just saying they have a big day. They're not going to, as the father is walking the bride down the aisle, say, sorry, Jerry.
Well, I don't know if he was at the ceremony, the bus driver. He would have been busy doing other shifts because he'd be... Yeah, so...
Okay.
Just be careful there tonally with the way that you're going with this.
Sorry, Mark.
Because, you know, a sailor went to CIE.
Oh, very good.
Like that.
Good man.
Yeah. So, don't be wheeling on the dance floor.
Weird song to grind to.
Yeah, I'd be thinking more like, I don't know, Yeah.
Grind.
Or Yeah by Usher.
Oh.
Put the keister in her face.
Yes. Yeah, so.
I mean, you'd love to hear what Nana... What?
The keister in her face.
Yes. Yeah, oh, I'm definitely too sloppy
You're
for this. Yeah,
today.
I'm in a slop form. I'm sorry. He's just like, oh, put the keister in her face is just garble shit. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go.
So yeah, this is actually quite a... heartbreaking story, I suppose. Oh. But yeah, there was this wedding that happened from a South Dublin couple a couple of years ago. My friend actually attended the wedding. Everything was going really well, and the bride basically went up to her bridal suite to freshen up during the night and walked in on her bridesmaid with her groom in the bed. It was really like crazy. The story actually got wind. Everyone kind of knew about it then after it happened. So basically the bride walked in to her chief bridesmaid actually as well with the groom. And basically there was killings in the room and they had handcuffs in the room. And she bed up the bridesmaid and tied her to a radiator
Boy
in
George.
The bathroom.
Oof.
and then marched the groom down into the reception of the wedding, got the microphone off the DJ, and basically announced to everyone what had happened.
Oh my God.
And the bride left and got into a taxi and left the venue. Everyone was in shock on the day. Very sad situation, I suppose, looking back on it. But because it all happened on the day, they actually, in fact, got an annulment of their marriage. And they're both now since happily married to other people. But just crazy story. Like, imagine. Just mental.
Okay, so a lot to get into here. That's absolutely shocking. I'm surprised that's, like, not on the news.
Yeah.
But... And what's worse is that she was the chief bridesmaid. Doesn't really matter.
No.
If she was second in command, it would still be fairly bad. No, it doesn't matter. It was her Anya from work was the chief bridesmaid. Oh, thank God.
She was an alternate.
Oh, thank God. She was only the second bridesmaid swiveling on my husband's cock. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Praise be to... She asked Katrina to be the lead chieftain of the brides. Also, chieftain, what is this? Pocahontas? Sacagawea.
Ah.
So... Oh, thank God. Nuala from hockey class training was... she was the leading bride's chief.
Yeah.
Philippa was only the second one. She can reverse cowboy my husband all day long for
that's,
all
that's
I
part
care.
Of the job.
Put away the handcuffs. Actually, add a bit of fluff to them. I'll get involved. So she goes upstairs to freshen up. The groom is in the bridal suite having sex with one of the bridesmaids.
If you're going to do it, maybe a bit more of a discreet location.
I don't think if it's even... It's not even a case of if you're going to do it, don't.
No, well, obviously.
Yeah, moral.
Obviously. So. I just more mean that's the one room that the bride can access and probably will access.
Oh, have you been in the hotel business for long?
Oh, sure.
I'm just thinking this now. Yeah.
Columbo. Yeah. Hold on a second. You said the bride's there? Where could she... Oh, hold on. Let me just look at my notebook. Yeah. She's staying in the bridal suite. You, the head of the guards. Like,
on my wedding day.
On your wedding day. Always the bridesmaid, never the chief. So, it's insane by the groom. It's insane by the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I can only assume narcotics were involved.
You'd have to assume so.
There's only ever a reason that people disappear off to bathrooms together. Well, there's two reasons, of course. But I would say if there's no romantic stuff happening, there's only another reason, which is something to do with drugs.
Totally agree.
So I would say they slipped upstairs to the bridal suite.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, went at it. Then the bride goes upstairs, sees them. It amazes me that she... We seem to have skipped over the detail of... Oh, and then there was handcuffs in the room. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Naturally.
Just beside the Prosecco and the fucking strawberries. Oh, it's the bridal suite morning! With the video and all the, you know, the bridesmaids lining up doing the 1,000-yard stare.
Hyacinth, it's your go.
You know, the bridesmaids getting wheeled in to just stand there at the MUA. to get plastered all over... You know, some Fiona Walton, MUA Instagram that are like, this is the worst. And you've got All the Leaves Are Falling on the harpsichord in the background. That's some country estate in the dresses that they hate with the girls that they hate. So
you're doing my wedding, man.
It's the bridal suite.
Yeah.
You've got the Prosecco. You've got the chocolates. Something borrowed, something blue. The boys in blue. Handcuffs. There you go.
To a radiator.
So just handcuffs. Oh yeah, handcuffs. Boy George style. Like a rent boy. Do you know what I mean? Oh yeah, you just let my husband cool. Just give me your wrist. Give me your wrist, please. Bold bridesmaid. And you know what we do with bridesmaids around here? We chain them to the fucking rads. And I'm and you follow me, you can't. I don't believe it.
No.
It can't be.
It's too much.
It's too much. All of it's too much.
I believe the point up until she walks in. There's no way she's like dishing out punishment beatings and like public humiliation.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Good point, Michael.
Thanks, Mark.
On y va.
Hi there. So my wedding story is from my own wedding about 10 years ago now, where my husband, where he worked at the time, decided to invite a lot of the guys he was friends with. He had a large friend group. One of the guys in particular was kind of the notorious local ladies' man. So we sent out our invitations quite a bit in advance because we had a lot of family coming from abroad. So at the time when he got the invite, he was with somebody. So he told her all about it. She must have seen the invite. He told her, you know, they were going, booked a room in the hotel, etc. Things changed. And
by the time the wedding came around, he was with somebody different. I don't even know if it was like proper girlfriend. I think it was literally some girl he had just met. And he said, oh, I'm going to this wedding, you know, hotel's booked. Would you like to come? All sorted. So she obviously agreed. So after the church park, go to the hotel, they went to check in and there was no room booking under their name, under his name. And he was like, no, that can't be right. I booked this months ago, blah, blah, blah. So they looked into it and it turned out the ex-girlfriend had remembered all the details, had rung up, cancelled the room and left a note in the message of the booking saying, fuck you. Mm. And unfortunately, the hotel was completely booked out for the entire weekend. They had to leave. They couldn't stay there. He never really lived it down after that. And I believe she also, the ex-girlfriend also texted him and said, enjoy the wedding. So that's my story.
I feel like it's immature by the ex. Unless he cheated on her.
I would love to know the context of the breakup.
If he cheated on her, fair play, do what you want.
Legend.
All bets are off.
Otherwise, it's a bit shit.
Otherwise, it's just like, grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up, let people move on.
Totally.
Everyone's human, they make mistakes. Like, yeah. you break up with somebody 100%. And it is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
One thing I would love to get your opinion on is, where do you stand or what do you think about replacing plus ones?
No problem with it.
Really?
In and swap them out. Yeah, like Tesco substitutions. Except for hopefully it'll be better than, sorry Mark, we couldn't find that Wrigley's extra chewing gum, so we've replaced it with four beetroots. Whoever's in charge of that in the Tesco website needs to be fired. Sorry Mark, we were all sold out of condensed milk, so we've got you 16 cartoonishly sized watermelon. Will that suit? Hi Mark, sold out of Marigold rubber gloves, so we've fucking put in four legs of lamb, and no, they're not, don't have any club card points. Replacement, yeah, no problem.
Really?
Unless the bride and groom were close with the two, let them at it.
Yeah, swap them in.
How many people do you say you have into your wedding?
160.
Be prepared that there are some people, somebody said this to me before our wedding and I didn't think it was true, but it absolutely is. There are some people who will go to your wedding who you will never speak to again after your wedding.
I already know about 20 of them.
Like, you will literally never speak to them after your wedding.
Because you warned me about that. Yeah. And I kind of thought about it. There are 15 to 20 people I know.
And by the way, yeah. Hate to break it to you, but this is what getting older is all about. There's a couple of people who will surprise you, who you probably won't speak to as much.
Really?
As you get older, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I think once you hit your mid-30s, there are people that you just sort of organically drift away from.
I get that, yeah. Yeah.
And not like in a big...
No, just lives...
Grand thing, you just sort of, yeah. I feel like you get to a point of going, hold on, the only sort of friendship that we have is catch-ups.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, we must catch up soon. Yeah, okay. And then we catch up and then we finish that catch up by saying, let's catch up soon. And that's fine. And there are some friends who I just have those catch up, and that's amazing. Like, you know, Marco Navalli, an Italian friend of mine, I haven't seen him in about 5 years, but we'll catch up every, you know, probably only once a year.
Yeah.
But that's perfect. But then there's friends who I used to be close with. And then you realise that actually when we're talking, we're just, yeah. And it's not their fault or it's not my fault. It's just... You sort of get bored of just doing the same fucking, yeah. Oh, so now we're just basically taking boxes here going, yeah. Yeah, wife okay. Yeah, job okay. Baby okay. Yeah, okay, cool. We do this again in a few weeks. Well, do we need to? Do you know what I mean?
I get it, yeah.
So, on that happy note.
Yeah.
Play of that. By the way, we must have a catch up soon.
We will.
Soon. Guys, you are welcome. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Favourite time of the week, etc, etc. It's Michael's wedding day. So we're a bit hot, we're a bit heavy, we're a bit ham-fisted, we're a bit heavy-handed.
Mm.
But we're here.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. If you're listening, thank you so much. Please spread the word of the podcast. We look forward to seeing you at some of the live shows. The last live shows of the year. All done by May the 1st. So if you want to see... me live with Mystery Mick on stage doing our thing, please get tickets. There are still some left. The House of Loons is the greatest show I've ever written and it's not to be missed, and I will never be doing it again thereafter. So it is your final chance. I'm really annoyed we're not doing one of the Midlands. A lot of ask for the Midlands. So unfortunately, that's, if you're from the Midlands, let me know, but I'm sorry that we didn't get to you this time. And the North, I want to go up North as well. Two things that we need to figure out for next year. But so be it. Thank you so much. I cannot believe the support. You're legends. I'm going to stop because I'm going to start gushing. But genuinely, thank you so much. Also, bad indigestion. Nevertheless, it's the final furlong.
We're here.
Mystery Mick, your last bit of podcast recording before you get married.
Yes.
Are you happy?
I couldn't be happier.
Are you happy with where you are in your life right now?
I could not be happier.
Really?
I'm very grateful. Yes.
To me exclusively, I think, is the...
I think I owe it all to you.
Oh, you can't say that, yeah. But go on.
Yeah. I think professionally, personally...
Yes.
Recovery. Artistically.
Recovery as well.
Recovery, yeah.
Judge.
Weight loss.
Yes, definitely.
Hair, fashion.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Comedically.
Well.
Charismatically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, still not getting you in the books. Nevertheless. Final section. Let's go.
So, my cousin and her husband, who are known for always starting trouble at any function, got in a huge drunken fight at the afters of wedding, and she was storing away from him, and he picked up a chicken goujon and flung it, hit her right in the back of the head from about 50 feet away. It was incredible. They haven't been invited to weddings since, but it still was one of the best shots I've ever seen.
Okay, well, I'm glad that nobody got hit with the chicken.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was a clucky escape.
Yeah.
On a wing and a prayer.
Head was a bit tender.
Sorry?
That was good.
A little nugget of humour there from Michael.
Thank you.
On a wing and a prayer. Have I said that already?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it was
okay,
good.
Foul. Foul play.
Fuck off.
Very good.
That was
very
shit.
Good. Did you steal that?
No.
Have you seen that on the internet?
No.
That's actually very good.
Thank you.
Enjoy the marriage.
There we go.
Well done. One gag per show, Michal. I mean, I will say this: if she goes, then everyone invites you to a wedding again. Some of the shit that I've seen at weddings.
Yeah, that's child's play.
That is like nothing.
Mm.
Genuinely nothing.
Yeah.
I wheeled this granny on. Oh no,
my mate!
It was the inventor of the bus. Yeah, it's bad, but it's definitely not the worst. Famously, one of my friends got married. One of my friends' older brothers got married when we were in school, and I think it would have been like 2006.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like real peak Celtic Tiger. Obviously, the wedding was in Spain, and as a result, my friend was allowed to bring two pals.
Okay.
Or one friend because, you know, whatever, to keep him company or distracted. We were 14 or 15 and a mate of mine went with him, got absolutely pissed, went missing for 2 hours in Marbella.
Fuck.
And the wedding was in some hotel on the beach, so they had to actually get official people down to start combing the beach.
Oh my God.
Assuming the worst, do you know what I mean? Yeah. They eventually found him just pissed in a random bar in Marbella. They bring him back and we're trying to put him to bed, but he was like, I'm fine. But they eventually were like, right, we just need to get on with the wedding.
Yeah.
So we'll just like let him, like basically they said to my friend, just look after him. Don't let him go astray.
Yeah.
All standing around at the drinks thing after the meal outside in the courtyard, bangs into the mother of the groom, her into the pool.
Fuck.
The screams you could hear in Fox Rock. And bear in mind, this wedding was in Portopenos. To this day, they still refer to that as the incident. Meanwhile, a year later, Barry got hit by a car. Tell me, but
it
was the incident. Her going into the pool. Do you know what I mean? And the Alexander McQueen or the Versace or whatever she was wearing happened to be, you know, her getting given a pair of joggers from the hotel staff. And sitting there like the junior infant who'd sold his jocks.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine the scowl on that face?
Oh, that's incredible.
Like, so the old chicken tender to the back of the crown.
Nothing. Yeah.
So my cousin got married a couple of years ago. And the hotel was called Aerostrata away from the church. The priest drove to the hotel because he was going to have a sneer and say grace. And show me kind of happens. We could see him sitting on a high stool at the bar because it's a free bar, and he was ordering glasses of champagne to be devanched. Came to the dinner and he went to the table. He was given the microphone to say grace. He done the bless him, name it Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
And then stood up and looked at his cousin as to tell her how gorgeous she was. He reminded him of Pocahontas. How her hair was so beautiful. How her eyes looked. Her husband was just sitting beside saying, what the hell is going on here? Her dad had to take the microphone off the priest. No. Everybody's just looking, saying, what the hell? But anyway, he couldn't walk. Couldn't walk. I tell you, the 10, 12 glasses of champagne. Don't know how he got home because he drove to the hotel, but it was all
outrageous.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Literally. It's mad, isn't it? Like,
crazy. It's absolutely bananas.
Do you think some priests just view the weddings as like, oh, thank God, a chance to...
100%. That's like their oxygen. Like, that's...
That's their electric picnic.
Yeah.
That's their rave in the woods.
100%.
That's their ketamine. Do you know what I mean? Wearing 2 Tesco bags for life as slippers.
Yeah. that's their moment.
Yeah, yeah. Coachella. That's the Coachella for Catholic priests.
Yeah.
That says.
That's wild.
8 to 10 glasses of champagne blows your head off.
Yeah, it really does.
It blows your head off. That was my last drink.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, like, it was the beginning of my last drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was just like, get it into you quickly.
Mm.
As soon as you have the first psh, psh, psh,
yeah,
bish, bash, bosh.
Jesus Christ. You've mentioned it before and you've spoken about it, but people's behaviour around free bars.
You can always judge. It's like the shopping cart theory.
Mm.
You know, the whole shopping cart trolley theory is that, like, you can judge a measure of a man is whether or not they'll return
yeah.
the shopping cart in a car park, because there's no one's going to blame them.
Yes.
You could always judge somebody on the way that they behave whenever they're not going to be judged, aka give a man a mask.
Totally.
Like, you can judge somebody by the way that they behave on social media if they're setting up an anonymous. Great. Mm. You know what I mean? It's the mark, it's the measure of a person.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. The Pocahontas thing's an interesting fetish, isn't it? Especially at an Irish wedding. So I just want to say a few words to you, Father, because you've done the blessing, so that should be sufficient. Do you know what I mean? We've already done a donation, so that should be sufficient.
Yeah.
We've paid you, you've invited you to the dinner, which is a bit of an inconvenience, to be honest. We're trying to keep the numbers down. We didn't think you'd say yes.
Yeah.
But here you are, you've known the family for years, there you go. You want to make a speech. When I first saw Captain John Smith penetrate. Sorry?
Oh my God.
What sort of priest porn are you watching?
Hi guys. So there was a big local wedding and one of the fellas goes in to go for a wee and notices that there was shoes coming out under one of the cubicles. So he jumps into the one next of it, hops over just to have a peek and sees everyone all right because he thought someone had collapsed. And turns out it was one of the bridesmaids and a wedding guest in a very compromising position. Mm-hmm. But the problem was, is the fella he was receiving in the compromising position, so he was there at the wedding with his fiance. So the first guy who was trying to be a good Samaritan runs out of the toilet and tells the guy's fiance all about it.
Right.
But he's just smart. Come across in the toilet. So next thing then, all hell broke loose, arguing, lots of crying, everyone storming about the place. Poor girl runs out and everyone goes, oh, obviously they're off. But no, they showed up today too together.
No.
And are now living happily ever after. Oh. So yeah.
But so wait, the guy was getting a blowjob from another man?
No, from... another woman.
I thought he said another man. I thought she said another man getting a blowjob.
No. I think she saw a pair of heels.
What?
It was a bridesmaid in a compromising position.
Oh. Like, I've said this before, I'm reluctant to become too sanctimonious.
No, you're not.
People, listeners like, when are you going to start that, mate? But like,
I'm always reluctant to get too sanctimonious by judging other relationship dynamics because we've no idea what goes on. We've no idea what their agreement is or their arrangement. But it's just crazy. And I think the saddest thing is if somebody like is in a relationship and that happens and they don't have the courage or the confidence or whatever to go, good luck, I deserve better than that. Instantly, you're over. Do you know what I mean? Like, to just go like, this is an instant evaporation of the relationship. It's done.
Totally agree.
Like, there's no grey area with cheating.
No.
And I feel like even with social media and stuff, like, you can cheat without having a fucking bridesmaid's chieftain on our hunkers, you know, in the men's jacks at a wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I make a point as well?
Please do, Michael. You know, that's why I brought you onto the podcast originally, was for you to contribute points.
Thank you.
The giggling's good, but it would be nice to have a perspective every now and then.
Okay. Oh, look, I'll do my best here. This idea that your man leaping in over the jacks and then being a good smart and telling everyone, that's bollocks. You thought he had like a great gag and was willing to ruin a wedding.
Well, he wasn't the one gagging because he didn't have the penises.
Very good. So, very good. Yeah. No, but do you know what I mean? Like,
the back of the tonsils.
But he's getting a very...
But gets caught. Go on.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, so he's heard somebody receiving a blowjob and gone, my ears are burning.
Yeah.
What's going on there? I better peer over the toilet. What?
He wasn't doing that out of the goodness of his own heart.
That could have been a man and wife.
Yeah.
Could have been a man and man. Could have been a husband and husband. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's a voyeur. And then he's gotten caught for the voyeurism and gone, fuck, I need to double down.
Yeah.
There's been a blowjob in there. Quick, somebody alert the authorities. Quick, there's been a blowjob. What's that in your hand? It's a phone. It doesn't matter what I was recording. Do you know what I mean? He just doesn't want to get done for the revenge porn. See, this is what we can't throw stones in Ireland.
That's it.
Everybody is in one large glass house. Mm. Nevertheless, hey, why don't you go and get married?
Oh,
hey, let's go and get married. You know, like the end of a rom-com. They've just gone for a walk down a big final climactic conversation at the edge of a cliff. All their problems are solved. Hey, want to go get married? Let's do it.
I got a job to do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a job here. That's what you're paid for. So podcast. I don't get what the...
I was saying present.
Ooh, hey, guys. Nearly didn't get this one out today because obviously got married. So, bit of a busy day at the office. Still managed to get the old steps in, though. Nevertheless, the fourth coffee was not no. Proper, like... Cork.
That was personal.
Oh, fuck. Best of luck to the Mr. Mystery Mick on his wedding day. What joy he brings us every day that he's in with us and what joy he deserves in his life. We wish him nothing but the best. Do not get a suck off in the jacks from the bridesmaid's chief or any sort of chief.
I won't.
Do not go into the bridal suite and get some chick to eat your meat. Just keep it good and lovely and all the rest. All the best.
Thank you, Mark.
Guys, we'll see you on the road. Hitting the road this week. Limerick, Cork, Galway, Kerry, Oniva. This is the Stuff of Dreams. Thank you all so much and we'll see you very soon.